Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And, you know, obviously guys like Alex and Trevor, they have opt-outs built into their contract, and we respect that. At the same time, so much of the offseason is building contingencies and alternatives and identifying your pivot points. So from that respect, or through that lens, like, we're constantly mapping out, you know, a bunch of different paths to improving the team. It's a lot like a choose your own adventure book, right? And you know, as one decision is made, lead you down a little bit different path, and you try to kind of acquire as much information you can about all options, make the best that you can, and know that nobody walks out of an off season having executed perfectly the plan that they anticipated executing in the middle of October.
That was Craig Breslow on the 310 to Left podcast. Tom Caron and Alex Speer.
Choose your own adventure. Something humans do. My favorite books.
The offseason is like a choose your own adventure. Nobody does their plan in the offseason.
It's like a Mad Libs.
Yeah.
You need to put it in funny words, see what they come up with.
I mean, not for nothing. I feel like Dombrowski used to do exactly what he wanted to do every offseason.
Oh, Dombrowski usually nailed it. I think he went in and he's like, I'm going to get David Price and I'm going to get Craig Kimbrell and I'm going to do that.
I think the Dodgers kind of do everything they want every single offseason.
And then some. Sometimes they add players that I don't even think they even wanted. They're like, oh, we'll take him too.
So I just,
we'll take Blake Snell.
Look, messaging is not that man's strong suit.
No.
But I don't like to hear, and this is somebody who I believe in his baseball decision-making. If you don't like Breslow the robot, and you don't like you know, how he carries himself and how he talks to the media and interacts with human beings, fine, I'll grant you all those things. But when it comes down to baseball decisions, like his offseason last year,
yeah,
I think was great. So I trust him. I don't like hearing already in a year where, and this is where I think I can meet the Devers people in the middle, in the year after they trade Rafael Devers to save money and to get that a-hole off the team,
mm-hmm,
and allow people like Bregman to actually come in and lead. And you said this yesterday, Keith. He goes to the Giants. They stink. He's already gotten the manager fired.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm happy they moved on from that. But now you've saved that money. This is when you spend it. People crying about spending it at the deadline didn't know what they were talking about. You weren't going to replace that money at the deadline. It wasn't going to happen. Now, the offseason, that's when it's going to happen. And I don't like already hearing about backup play. The World Series hasn't even started. It's not over. We're not at winter meeting, GM meetings, anything. And he's already talking about pivot plans and like fallback plans. That I just don't want to already hear about that.
Yeah, we know he's bad at trade deadlines. We know that.
So far, he has not been good at
those. 0-2.
Yes. Yeah.
He's had two cracks at it, and he's been really bad at it. When you want a player, when you want to extend a player, he's been great. He, Garrett Crochet, Roman Anthony, Sadon Rafaela was his, Brian Bello was his. Christian Campbell, I don't know if you want to give him credit yet for that. But anyway, like, those are all guys that he has signed to long term. So that part is good. Last offseason, you can't deny how good it was. Like, they got Garrett Crochet, who might be the best pitcher in the American League. They got Alex Bregman, who, well, that's another whole side debate now. But at the time, that was a great get. Carlos Narvaez, even. Like, that was a good get. Aroldis Chapman was the best closer in all of baseball. I mean,
Chapman's another one they've already extended.
Another one.
So add him to the list. With Crochet and everybody else. Yeah.
So it was awesome. Also, I don't think Craig Breslow woke up one day and was like, I'm trading Devers on my own.
No.
He was told to trade Devers. He got a horrible return for him.
Yeah.
But he was told to trade him. And we know that he was told, because the Giants confirmed this, we're not paying for him. We're not paying for anything. So get the best you can get. And he's like, well, this is the best I can get for not paying for him. I'm not giving him an excuse for that. I mean, those guys are terrible. They got a horrible return. But he did what he was told in that regard.
He was hamstrung in some ways. He still should have done better than he did
now,
on the return.
Now this offseason is when you can maybe make up for that. Or maybe, you know, as pissed as a lot of people were about the Devers trade in general, regardless of the return, this is where you go out and actually help your team. You need to replace it. Now, it doesn't mean you hand out another, you know, $300 million deal. I would like that. That'd be great. But maybe it's a couple of 150s. You know, you can get a couple of really good players for 150s. You have to spend it now, or it makes this past mid-season moves that he made look even worse. Like, you have to do something this year.
It makes that look worse, and it makes the Devers move specifically look worse.
Yes.
Like, if you turn around and pay Pete Alonso, I like Alonso better than Devers anyway.
Same.
You upgrade.
Yeah.
Never mind the a-hole teammate that he was. I think you got a better player. He's been a better player than Devers. You know, more 40 home run seasons, more MVP votes, all these things, you know? So I like him better than Devers. Oh, Devers is a third baseman. No, he isn't.
I don't think so.
I think there's a chance to upgrade, but it is going to be a big test. Our guy Justin in D.C. on Twitter sent this to us unprompted earlier today.
Okay.
Breslow is trash. I know you feel that way. And the fans will 100% sour on him. This I agree with. As the offseason continues, the Devers trade, plus losing Bregman, relying on an injured Story, and Meyer is nuts. If that is the offseason.
Oh, God, I'm right there
with you. Bregman walks, and the replacements are Story opting in. Mm-hmm. I guess there was mixed reporting on that yesterday that he plans to, that he doesn't plan to. Sean McAdam, I guess it was more of a feeling than a report.
Mm-hmm.
But Story may opt in, and then Meyer at third. I mean, if that's the plan, you should sour on Breslow.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm falling for it again, Keith. Although people say we fall for it every offseason with the Red Sox. They did sign Bregman last offseason.
So they had a great offseason last offseason. You can't say that was bad.
But the idea of like, oh, every offseason we get to it, and it's like, are the Red Sox going to spend, and are they going to bring anybody in? Bregman's one of the guys I wanted him to get. They got him.
Yeah.
So let's not pretend they didn't do that offseason or last offseason. If they come out of it with what Justin in D.C. is saying, or they lose Bregman and don't replace him, well, then, yeah, people deserve to sour on Breslow.
Yeah.
If Bregman's back and they sign Alonso, then people should be giving him credit. And I want to draw that line in the sand now, because that would be a really good offseason.
They need to, but here's the thing, is the expectations are now even a lot higher, because you made the playoffs, you did have a pretty good team, you have a young core that is locked up, and now you don't have that excuse about the money. It shouldn't matter anyway. In reality, they should have, if they wanted to, kept Devers, paid Bregman, brought in Alonso, the Red Sox. But that's unfortunately not the case anymore. And we could spend the whole show arguing about that, and you know, the price to go to the game versus what they're spending on the players. But I think everyone's aware of that. So you're just sort of like, you know, you're beating a dead horse. They need to, though, re-sign Bregman and bring in two impact players. And that is not asking too much. You have the money to do it. Plus, they sort of set that too. They're like, well, we don't want to trade for anybody that's a rental, right? That was the big talk during the trade deadline. So you almost let us kick the can down the road on Joe Ryan. Well, now we're at that road. Like, now we've moved down. Now it's, okay, make a deal for him. If everyone's making deals for him, if the Twins are going to move him now, then do it. And so last year they executed a really successful offseason. This year they need to do it as well, or it is going to be people are going to lose their minds. I mean, you've sort of set that bar up pretty high.
No, look, I think he's going to have a good offseason. He had a good offseason last year. But that's a belief. If he doesn't do it, then people will be right to have their pitchforks and complain. And Justin in D.C. will be right. The fans will turn even more than they have. If they don't bring Bregman back, I think they will. And if they don't add another bat on top of it, which I hope they will, I'm not sold they will, I do think they're going to trade for starting pitching. I feel pretty confident about that. What caliber, we can debate, but I do think they're going to trade for starting pitching.
I hope you're right. You know, if they don't get Joe Ryan or Hunter Green or somebody like that, or Tarek Skubal.
Don't cross Skubal off the list.
He's top of my list.
I'm not telling you the Red Sox are getting him, but I think he's moving.
But if they don't get one of those guys, and if they don't get Pete Alonso or another big bat, and Bregman leaves, I mean, oh, it's a disaster. Nightmare scenario.
That is a disaster. Speaking of the pitching.
Thank
you, John. I'm with
Heyman. Speaking of the pitching, Breslow was asked about this as well on 310 to left. See if this sounds familiar, Keefe. Andy Hart pointed this out yesterday, perhaps on their show. I saw him do it on Twitter. But this answer probably should sound familiar from Craig Breslow.
What we need to do and what we'll do over the course of the offseason.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
And just take a step back and really recognize what type of potential pitching additions or acquisitions really move the needle for us, because we do have, what I would suggest is a strong group of pitching depth. And so we want to make sure that any additions that we make actually improve our team. And, you know, I think you can say, hey, we've got to add someone at the front of the rotation, or, you know, if there was significantly less depth, we would say we need to just amass depth because of the things like injury and attrition that wear that down. Where we don't want to find ourselves is having to address both. And I don't think that's the case right now.
So he feels they have the depth, which is a bit of a scary answer. But again, we want impact pitching. He said that going into the deadline last year.
Yeah.
And unless you count Dustin May.
I don't.
I do not either.
No.
They did not get quote-unquote impact pitching.
No, they got Dustin May. They got, in totality, Steven Matz, Jordan Hicks, Kyle Harrison. These guys were all added at some point during the season. They had an impact, I would say. They had a negative impact.
Not a strong impact.
No, yeah. No. And, like, you also, I think a good example last year is, like, the guys that don't have a real track record, you simply can't rely on. So Tanner Houck and Cutter Crawford 2 years ago were pretty good. And if you went into last year thinking you were going to get like a good season out of them, like they didn't even pitch. So
I would go into next year saying, I hope one of Houck, Crawford, Sandoval, who they signed in like a Giolito style deal a year ago, I would hope, not count on, but I would hope one of those three guys can pitch for me.
And even like Peyton Tolley, Connolly Early, I like both those guys a lot. I like those guys more than the three you just named.
I hope one of those two are in the rotation.
Yeah, so maybe that's what he's referring to in like depth. Is like you do have a pile of guys to choose from, but who's it going to be besides Crochet and Bayo? Like I throw Bayo on there. Like you need another guy.
And maybe Giolito.
Maybe Giolito.
But that's a maybe. You don't even
know
if he's back.
Yeah, that's an injury thing and a contract thing.
Right. We don't know if he's back. We don't know if he's healthy.
Yeah.
Like you really look at his career year to year. You really don't know, all due respect to the hashtag Dork podcast.
Well,
you really don't know what kind of pitcher he's going to be year to year. 617-779-7937. Robson Swamskit. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
I don't know how to say this nice, so I'm just going to say it. You got to get rid of that nightmare at first base known as Tristan Casas, because he is not going to help you. If Breslow's talking about someone who's going to move the needle, he's not going to move the needle. Okay, either he's injured, or he thinks too much of himself, or he feels his footwork at first base is exquisite, and then he boots two balls that night. So he's not what you need. You do need an Alonso that you got to clear out. You know, it's like when you're trying to get a better renter in an apartment. First thing you got to do is the person who you're trying to evict, and you got to evict.
You're a landlord, Rob?
Yeah. don't know if that's exactly.
You a landlord?
On the up and up. But okay.
I got thrown out of an apartment once.
The first thing you got to do is get that renter you want out.
Yeah.
So you can bring in a good one.
You
got to
find the source of the problem. You got to get that out. No, Casas can go. Now, the problem is his...
Well, he has no value.
Zero value. Both Jaren Duran and Tristan Casas' value from maybe 2 years ago or last year at this time now?
If you put Campbell, Casas, Duran all in the same deal, I don't even know what that would get you.
I mean...
Nothing.
Yeah.
Something.
Zach Gallen?
Yes, something, but not what I think people are hoping.
Not even.
So... I don't think Casas is a part
of their... You could get Kyle Harrison and Jordan Hicks.
I don't think he's a part of their plans at all. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Like, if they strike out on Alonso, he's their first baseman.
Breslow had a good non-answer a couple weeks back when he was asked about Casas straight up, and he was like, yeah, well, it's a little early to be penciling in anybody at first base.
He's either going to Worcester or he's gone, but he's got no value.
No.
None.
Now, I think they got to wait, though, don't they, until hopefully they get Pete Alonso, or hopefully they get Kyle Schwarber, or hopefully they get somebody like that. Because if they don't...
And your hand's a little forced in any trades, but I don't know.
Who do you got over there at the other hot corner?
I feel like there's a million guys you could plug in at first base.
Even off the scrap heap.
Yeah, no, not on this
team. Nate Lowe back.
No, but like...
Ooh, Nate Lowe.
Is Naylor a free agent? Like, guys like that. So like,
I think so.
I think there's another tier or two down from Alonso where you could still upgrade on Casas. I don't think he's a part of their plans. If he is, then I'm horrified as well. I wouldn't worry too much about it, Rob. Worry about evicting all your renters.
Yeah, first base, Pete Alonso, Josh Naylor, Ryan O'Hearn, Carlos Santana, Paul Goldschmidt, who's 100, Justin Turner, who's even older.
Yeah, I mean,
Dom Smith. Bring Dom Smith back.
That's not a great list, but like you can, after the first two or three names, that's not a great list. Yeah, he does. That's true. Not well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.